Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610. Tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski. As we sat here and said, well, I'm sure Les shared with everybody in the hierarchy.
No, we didn't say everybody.
No.
We said his two most important employees. Chris Paul, I did at least. Yeah. Chris Paul and James Harden.
Yeah, which I think if he's sharing with them, he's probably sharing with Tad Brown and Daryl Morey. I'm just saying people within the hierarchy of the organization.
Sure.
I'm guessing before Luke Richard Mbah-Amute signed his veteran minimums deal, they weren't like, well, just so you know, we're going to be selling the team tomorrow. Right. But Adrian Wojnarowski tweets, contrary to I think what you and I were just speculating, Rich, Les Alexander's decision to sell the Houston Rockets didn't only surprise the rest of the NBA, it surprised those within the franchise.
Well, I want to know what those within the franchise mean.
Yeah.
Because that can mean higher-ups, that can mean mid-level, that can mean a lot of different things.
Worker bees. I'm sure it surprised everybody at the lower levels. But at any rate, that's Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted that. They just finished up the press conference out at Toyota Center about this. If you want to get in, 713-572-4610. We'll take phone calls about this and any other topics going on. But Alex Del Barrio, who I feel like is becoming a regular on the show, as long as the Rockets are going to keep having fan fests and press conferences every day, I think they're running out of things. We need the Melo trade to happen within the next 24 hours so we can make this a daily thing with ADB. But he's he's on the hotline with us right now. He was at the press conference and joins us on here on Sports Radio 610. Alex, what's going on, man?
Well, the Rockets are getting pretty good at this NFL thing of always being in the news every single month or every single day of the year, huh?
Yeah, no question about it. I guess, share with us, first of all, Alex, we haven't seen any pictures or just a few quotes on Twitter from the press conference. Who all was there? What was it like? What was the tenor like in the room when the announcement was made by Tad Brown?
Well, a lot of people were wondering why the heck they were even here. We just had a press conference for James Harden on Saturday. We had a press conference, of course, for Chris Paul and the pep rally on Friday. A lot of people were just kind of wondering why the heck we were here, and if we were kind of upset because a lot of folks were starting to think that this was just going to be an announcement for a jersey sponsorship or perhaps a new alternate uniform or something along those lines. And we're thinking, why do we need to be here? We got a lot of other things kind of going on, getting ready for training camp in the NFL. The Dynamo have a big announcement later today. The Astros, of course, are in town. So, and there were no news people here. It was all sports people. So we were just kind of figuring out what it is. And when I saw the announcement, you know, I come from a PR background, Sean, and I looked at it, and the fact that only Tad Brown's name showed up on the press release led me to believe that this was something bigger than even we knew it was. And I speculated for a thought, it's like maybe they're bringing in a separate owner, like a new co-owner. Maybe Yao is coming in to join the franchise as a co-owner. But this was a bombshell, and it was kind of a shocking announcement. Kind of the tweet storm started happening almost immediately once Tad Brown went up to the podium and said that Leslie Alexander decided to put the team up for sale. And he said that he surprised even him, surprised James Harden, and surprised Chris Paul, surprised a lot of people. And I even asked Tad if he had spoken to the commissioner, and he said he even surprised Commissioner Silver. So a lot of people were shocked at the decision that came this morning.
Interesting. Well, was Les there?
He was not here at the press conference. Tad mentioned to all of us during the remarks that the decision came down to him this morning. He had spoken to Leslie this morning, and that's when the gear started to turn. And the immediacy of the press conference from the announcement of the press conference led me also to kind of believe that this was something really major. And this is as major as it gets because Leslie Alexander has owned the team since 1993, a couple of championships, obviously the most successful owner here in the city of Houston of any of our major sports franchises. So for him to be selling the team so abruptly after announcing a four-year extension with James Harden, keeping him here for the next 6 years, announcing an extension for Daryl Morey earlier, in the offseason, a lot of guys are under contracts. Usually, and Tad actually mentioned this at the press conference, usually when you see teams up for sale, it's because the teams are losing money or they're having trouble with an arena deal or, you know, they try to get rid of everybody, all the expensive players on the team, like just what we saw with the Astros when they were up for sale a while back. This is a very unique situation in that you've got a star player in place for the next 6 years, one of the top general managers in the league, and a lot of star power, and obviously one of the most favorable leases of any building in the NBA. So it's a very very odd thing that the team is up for sale right now.
Actually, well, in some ways, though, Alex, those are all good reasons to sell a team if you're trying to sell it at the peak of its value, because these are all good things that are happening with the asset that Les owns. Alex Del Barrio joining us from Toyota Center. Did Tad shed any light on what the nuts and bolts of this process are going to entail?
He said that the team is going to be in charge of that. He's going to play points on this whole situation with a lot of folks internally. So for anybody that might be scared that the team is in danger of leaving, don't be scared at all. The next owner will obviously going to keep the team in Houston. There's no reason for that to even enter anybody's mind. But he said that the process is going to start kind of internally and with some of their top level front office. Obviously, Tad and Rafael Stone is the chief counsel here. And obviously they'll be working with the Timbo office in New York. And obviously the commissioner will play a large role in this as well. But again, the process just began. Again, Leslie Alexander told Tad Brown this morning that this was his intent. So a lot of things are still fresh and new, and a lot more questions are being raised than there are answers right now.
I'm blown away by a couple of things. Number one, that Les didn't tell anyone, at least according to Tad Brown, that nobody knew this was coming, including Harden, Paul, right. Tad himself.
We have clarity on Woj's tweet now.
Yeah, and the number two thing I'm blown away by is that Tad would stand there and say and be that forthcoming and say, hey, we didn't know this was coming.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing is I'm a little disappointed Les wasn't there. I hope at some point Les is going to give the media and the fans of this franchise an opportunity to hear from his mouth exactly what his thoughts are on this and his motivation for doing this and his thoughts on his tenure for 24 years stewarding this franchise, because it feels like an absentee announcement without Les Alexander.
Yeah, my first thought is, God, I hope it's nothing bad that's driving this to happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, absolutely.
Something so sudden.
And that was the other thing that they made sure to point out, that he's in really good health.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with his health, and it has everything to do with the fact that he's a little bit tired, he's a little worn down, and there's a lot of things that he wants to put his attention on. And Tad made sure to let everybody know that his philanthropic efforts, which of course, we all know about, there's always an announcement that seems to come out into our inboxes that, Leslie Alexander's donating such and such amount of money to this specific cause and things like that. So he's obviously very heavy on all of his charitable, situations and foundations. So that's something that he's going to be spending a lot of his time doing over the next, several months. And so obviously in several years once he lets go of the team. So, I don't think anybody's worried in terms of his health. And what was interesting, guys, is that Les was here for the Chris Paul announcement, and he was here on Saturday for the James Harden contract announcement. So he was present for a couple of other announcements this past weekend. So
yeah, that's bizarre.
We even had a chance to talk with Les after the Chris Paul situation, and he gave no indications. He was, Leslie Alexander's, anybody that's ever interviewed him, he's very short on his words. His sentences and his responses to questions in any type of press setting are usually relatively short, but we didn't think anything of it at the time when we had our media availability with him on Friday after the Chris Paul thing. In fact, there was nothing he said that he was worth cutting up and sending for audio for our show. That's how little we felt or thought that this could be a possibility down the road.
Alex Del Barrio, he covers the Rockets for us here and does a great job with it at Sports Radio 610. ADB, we'll talk to you tomorrow after whatever press conference they have for whatever they're talking about tomorrow over there, since it's a daily occurrence now.
Apparently, I'm just going to have to set up camp here inside the press.
Yeah, pitch a tent right outside there, right on, right across the street from the outdoor basketball court. We appreciate it, Alex. Thanks.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Alex.
Alex Del Barrio joining us here.
You can't blame a guy if he wants to cash out in his early 70s,
no,
right?
But ADB points out.
It's weird that he wasn't there.
It's a little strange.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.